The common denominator in each person's story is the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit's power, people are drawn to the truth of Jesus Christ, had their spiritual eyes opened, their minds illuminated to understand Scripture, and experience forgiveness and cleansing. Though each of them came from different backgrounds, cultures, and experiences, the same Spirit drew them into a relationship, or deeper into a relationship, with their Savior. Those who had given up on life found a new purpose. Those who were lonely and afraid experienced a Savior who will never leave or abandon them. Those searching for spiritual answers found their answers in Jesus Christ. Those who saw life as a duty to be fulfilled instead found life as an adventure to be enjoyed and experienced. The God of the universe created each individual. He knows our personalities. He knows our life, the choices we make, and the struggles we face. In fact, you cannot disappoint God. Disappointment comes from unmet expectations. Since God knows everything that will ever happen, since He knows everything you will ever say or do before you say or do it, you cannot disappoint Him. He knows all about you and still reaches out to draw you into a relationship with Him. There is no one so bad, so evil, so immoral that He cannot redeem him or her. There is no one so tainted by sin that He cannot cleanse. There is no one so far away, so lost, that He cannot find. God made people with both the capacity and the desire to worship Him. His Holy Spirit calls to people and will guide them into a knowledge of how to worship the living God if they will submit to Him. St. Augustine of Hippo said it most eloquently, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and drawn us to you. Our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." Do you have a heart that's restless? Does your heart hunger for God? Perhaps you might echo St. Augustine's cry, "My heart is listening, Lord. Open the ears of my heart and say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let me run towards this voice and seize hold of you." Satisfy the hunger of your heart by opening yourself up to the Spirit of God.